Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the Point with Jason Carey on the ATL Podcast Network, the intelligent podcast. All right, get ready to get this thing started, man. You know what it is before we get started. Running the Point with Jason Carey. I like to start it with the grace. We say the grace, man. We competing for ears. There's so many things that you guys can listen to. So thank God that you take the time to listen to me. And I appreciate that, man. ATL Podcast Network. We got to get into it, man. Season four. And it's been a long time coming. I got a special guest. Years, man. It's funny. I saw this man on Instagram doing his thing. And I was like, wait, we. And I looked at a DM and it said like 2017.
Right.
I was like, yo, we supposed to been get this done.
Right.
So, who I'm talking about, I want to introduce you guys to my guest today. The Dr. Ron. Y'all give me the food, man. Dr. Ron.
Good morning. Thank you. Good day.
Man, I'm glad. Man, we finally get a chance to sit down and talk. We cross paths, you know, and people be like, how you cross paths with Dr. Ron? But I get it. When we cross paths here in the city, man, and you know, your boy always going to be out and about.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Socialite.
So, let's get into it because people, you have thedrron.com. Trust me, I'm Dr. Ron. But the question for people who don't know, who is Dr. Ron?
Listen. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a podiatrist.
Okay.
And that's a foot doctor.
I got questions about that too.
Yeah, that's a foot doctor. So you got bad feet, bro. We got bad feet.
We go get to that.
But I'm also a certified health and wellness coach.
Okay.
But my passion is teaching people on proper techniques to health and wellness. Mm. Whether it be exercising, eating correctly, healthy relationships, healthy ways of thinking. So hence, trust me, I'm Dr. Ron was birthed through that.
Okay.
So that's the venue for me educating the masses. And so it's now on social media, and I've been getting, you know, some really good comments about it. So we hope that it will graduate to a larger platform in the near future. And also, you'll see some things about podiatry, too. Not just, you know, eating healthy or working out. You'll see some stuff about foot care and some other health conditions that affect our community.
Yeah.
So,
Okay, so since you went that direction. Podiatry. I'm going to go back and kind of go get some more backstory. But podiatry. All the body parts. Because I always wanted to ask a doctor, a physician this. Yeah. There's so many places that you could go.
I know.
And I don't have a problem with feet. I love feet, actually. But what is, you know what I mean? I like feet. But but obviously you do. So what made you go into podiatry?
You know what? I get this question all the time.
Do you? Okay, yeah, that's great. Well,
I guess I got into podiatry by default. Because when I applied to medical school initially, I applied to several different schools. Podiatry accepted me first.
I like you.
I'm like, okay, I'm going.
Okay.
Because my friends had already got accepted to other schools, and I was waiting on my acceptance. I'm like, what the hell? What's going on? I ain't got no letter in the mail yet. But podiatry, boom, I'm there. So it's been a pretty good experience thus far. It led to a lot of different opportunities that so I can't say it was a bad decision.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know what? I wasn't a foot guy. But, but now I have hold on, you know what I wasn't going there. But now I have a healthy appreciation
for the foot.
For the foot.
Okay.
And for nice feet.
This is another thing. I've been saying this for years. I've been saying this for years and people get on, they want to battle me, but now I got an expert opportunity in front of me. I always say I'd rather suck a toe than a finger, because I think that feet are cleaner, can be cleaner than hands. Am I wrong on this? Help me out.
I would say this.
I was going to get to this much later. But I'm here now. Let's go.
I hadn't really thought about that, but when you think about it, your foot is closed most of the day. Your hands are open to the elements.
To everything.
So you're touching all kind of things during the day. So I guess looking at that, one could conceivably say that the toes are cleaner.
Can be cleaner.
Than fingers.
You go in the shower, you put on a sock, right, so, and it's over with.
I guess I can co-sign with your assertion.
I like it. I got an expert opinion.
You got this one.
Dr. Ron told y'all.
I never been asked that question.
Good. See, I'm a great interviewer, sir.
That's a good one. I'm gonna say that on the show this week. I'm saying, you know, I was asked the question. Which is easier to?
I would rather suck a toe than a finger, man. All day, and that's why.
I'm gonna say that.
Use it.
You caught me on that one. I think about that one. Jeez.
I was trying to tell you. And this man has seen everything. He's seen a lot of things.
All kind of stuff. Yeah.
Man, how important is the foot, man? I mean, I know it. I got a stand, and the big toe is like the underserved hero of our life. But how important is the foot, man?
You know, I think the foot is the most underrepresented part of the body because, you know, people don't realize how important the feet are until you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, like, I see a lot of diabetic patients who end up, unfortunately, have amputations. Mm-hmm. So just by getting a toe amputated, it affects your balance and the way you walk or your gait cycle. So the feet are extremely important. I mean, just let something happen to your feet and see how it affects your day-to-day activity.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that. So I try to tell my patients, don't wait until the last minute. If you see something going on, it'll be all right. We're gonna do like mom and them did. They put some duct tape on, like back in the
baking soda on.
Yeah, some baking soda on. Don't wait till the last minute because you realize that, you know, it's rough when you can't get up and do things for yourself when you can't get around.
Exactly. Yeah. That foot. So in there, speaking of mama's myths,
there's all
sorts of myths about the foot. Put some onion on your feet and put it in your sock. All your health is in your foot. How much of that is a myth? How much is that true?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of you say onion on
your foot. Put an onion in your sock.
There's a lot of things that people used back in the day. Case in point, I have a patient who, back in the day, she had her toe partially amputated because she was playing with an axe. And her mom took some.
I'm sorry. It's not funny, but it's funny. Why are you playing with an axe?
Yeah, she was playing with an axe. And so her mom put some spider web on the toe to stop it from bleeding. So that's kind of like what we use today, like the gauze pads and stuff. So some of the stuff still works nowadays. I mean, I can conceivably see why they used it. But stuff like.
Where did you have. You just had random spider webs?
They just had.
This is the question. Where did you go find a spider web?
She said they had to find some spider webs.
Did they drive around looking for spider web?
I said,
gauze not available?
The toe looks okay. You can tell that she had something done, but it healed. It healed up fine. It healed up nicely. But like remedies, I mean, like Vicks Vapor Rub. People swear up and down.
I know people that used to eat it. Their mama said, not only do you rub it on your chest, but you need to take a spoonful.
Right. So you rub it on your chest. People swear that it cures toenail fungus. But you know, I tell people, patients come in and say, my toenails look a whole lot better.
I've never heard this one.
Yeah. They said, my toenails look a whole lot better, Doc. I'm like, what have you been doing for it? Oh, Vicks Vapor Rub. Don't you see it look? If you think it looks better, of course, keep using it.
Are you serious?
But you know, the foot has a whole lot of nerves and like this reflexology thing. So a lot of if your foot is healthy, then you're healthy in a lot of other parts of your body. So
the onion in the sock is not a move.
I'm not going to co-sign on the onion in the sock.
Got it. Yeah. All right. So y'all got to stop doing that kind of stuff, too.
Don't come to my office with an onion in your sock.
The doctor is not co-signing. He didn't debunk it, but he just didn't.
I didn't co-sign on that.
Just didn't co-sign it. Okay. Yeah, that's smart. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, anymore. Another thing. Vaseline.
Yeah, that's people with Vaseline on your nail beds and on your toenails.
They use it as lotion.
Yes.
The problem with Vaseline is it just sits on top of the skin. It gives you that real shiny glow, like the soul glow.
But let your toe glow.
Let your toe glow, but it does not penetrate to the deep layers of skin. So all it does is it's sitting right on the top.
Wait a minute, this has been black households for our entire life.
Forever.
So Vaseline on your feet don't do nothing.
It does nothing but coat the surface of the skin. Now, I'm not knocking Vaseline because that might be one of my sponsors in the future.
True. Shout out Vaseline.
Vaseline has a purpose, but for moisturizing, it's not as effective as like some of your other lotions.
So it doesn't get because that's one of the tricks. You put Vaseline on your and then put socks on, so you have nice soft feet.
Yeah, it's gonna just on the surface, but it's just not gonna penetrate to the deep layers. So
what do you recommend? Lubriderm? I don't understand. Cocoa butter.
You know, I tell people get your favorite lotion lotion. From over the counter. You know, I don't necessarily recommend a product, but I say any lotion is better than
Vaseline.
As far as dry skin, if you're trying to, you know, control that.
So.
That's common. Vicks Vapor Rub and Vaseline.
Two things to be put on your feet.
Yes.
But I see, this is the thing. I want people to put something on your feet.
Well, something.
Because as your feet, my daddy got the worst feet in the world. That's why I, as a man, I got pretty nice feet. I put on lotion, and not to discuss that with you right now, but you're a doctor. I can do this.
Yeah.
Because my dad got the worst feet in the world. Legendary ashy feet because of me. And I talk about it all the time.
He said legendary. Legendary. Ashy
I'm like, feet. He decided never to touch his feet again, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, sir, what's going on? Right, and because of that, I make sure my feet are nice.
You take care of your feet.
Yes, because of that.
I do too. I do. Yesterday, I was at the salon yesterday. And the lady had the sea salt and. Yeah, got all that stuff, and she said, "You got." I said, "Well, get it on off.
Get on it. Get on in there.
That's what I came in here for."
Word. All right. Well, wow. The foot. It's crazy. I'm glad we got a chance.
Yeah,
to
we don't went off. Went far left.
Way
too. Yeah.
That's cool. So you started in South Carolina. Went to Clemson.
Went to Clemson. Yeah.
All right. Your Alpha. Is that right?
Alpha.
Your Alpha man.
First
Black Alpha?
Collegiate.
Okay. I just want to see what you're going to say. And y'all pledged at Clemson?
No.
Okay.
Did I pledge at Clemson?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Okay. I just want to know
what
how
you got, what you got
going on. I wouldn't say Clemson. Nothing. Yeah. I don't know what's going on at Clemson.
Former national champions.
Definitely. What's that atmosphere like, Clemson? I mean, I see it. Growing up, I grew up in ACC country.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, UVA fan. Went to camps and everything from Virginia. And Clemson was a TV school to me. Growing up, schools, because we got so many schools up there.
In
North Carolina, like anything beyond that is like Auburn, all that. That's TV.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's like national powerhouse in football. It was kind of not that growing up.
Yeah, it was a little different because I went to an all black high school. Mm. So the population, the demographic, it was almost culture shock to me because I'd never been around that many people of diverse people. So even though we were still a small group of African Americans there, but it was different. It was a learning experience for me, but it was a good experience. So, and you're right. But Clemson is nestled in the middle of literally nowhere.
True.
If it wasn't for the university, the town would be like little
would not
to no existence.
Oh,
so,
wow.
But it was a great experience, though. You know,
did you always want to be a physician? And did that come from how you grew up?
No, I actually wanted to go into the Air Force. Hmm. I wanted to be an aerospace engineer.
Okay.
Up until my senior year. Then
what a turn.
Yeah.
You wanted to go to the Air Force.
Yeah.
Started messing with feet.
Right.
Total turn.
Yeah, just total turn. So, but the summer after I graduated high school, I did an internship at the hospital there in Columbia where I live. Mm-hmm. I worked with oncology patients, cancer patients.
Yeah, yeah.
And so from that experience, it made me think about medicine. And so I decided to study biology at Clemson.
Gotcha.
And then follow the medical school track from there. So I think the turning point was when I did that internship at the hospital. In between the summer of high school. Yeah, in between when I graduated high school, that summer before going to Clemson, I worked at the hospital.
Gotcha.
It was a program you had to apply for and da da da. So I was accepted to it. So it was a good experience.
You encourage parents to push their kids into any kind of internship just so they can get a vision of what's out there.
Yeah, because, you know, my mom was a single parent. So a lot of things we did in the community. Then we grew up in the projects. I'm not afraid to say projects, because that's what we called them back in the day. Grew up in the projects. So there were a lot of activities that were afforded to us because we were in the projects. Mm. So my mom would put us in everything, the after school stuff. We'd go to the theater with the group, but they were trying to broaden our horizons,
correct,
so to speak. So I say get involved as much as you can, because I don't think if she allowed me to not work at that hospital during the summer, I don't know if I'd be in medicine right now. Because
that was
good exposure for me. So as much as you can get involved, it's so important.
Shout out to moms.
Shout out to moms.
And just parents, period, but moms, because my mother.
Mm-hmm.
she didn't want me to be afraid to speak in public. Mm-hmm. So she put me in everything.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime it's speaking, you're going
to
speak.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to do it. To make it,
my son will do it anytime. Yeah. And I always call her Mr. Miyagi because I feel like the thing she did, she was making me do things for other people, right, other reasons. And I'm like, did you really know what you was doing? Or was you just like throwing things at the wall, right, to see if it stick, because it all stuck?
But that's good, though. Mm-hmm. Because you got to get exposed to different than one or a few of those things. You're going to be like, oh, I click with this. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a learning experience.
That's dope. Because I don't understand. Because I always question. And I don't have kids, so I can't. Mm-hmm. So you can't really say this out loud. Yeah. But I'm going to say it out loud because that's what I do.
Well, that's what you do.
I don't understand when you don't have your kids involved in things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
and
yeah,
then you wonder why they don't have no direction. And it's right, just right, like, oh, yeah. Right. I think you got to get them. The kids with minds that need to be molded. Put them into something. Get them around coaches and other people.
Because the world is not lived in a vacuum.
And not in your house.
Exactly.
Not in your house. God.
So like, they got to get exposed to stuff. Yeah, got to get exposed to stuff.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of adults. I think it's adults that suffered from that. Mm-hmm. That was never exposed to anything. So now they don't know how to get involved in things, right, as adults.
Right.
And they don't know how to get their kids involved, right, now. And that's just, right, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It concerns me, especially in our community.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I agree. Like,
oh, yeah, we ain't doing that. Or that's white people stuff. That's one of the phrases I can't stand.
Yeah.
Because the unfortunate part about that, it's just people stuff.
Yeah.
Go out there and try it. You never know.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
You never know.
Exactly. Or why are you doing, you're doing too much.
What is that?
Yeah, what is doing too much?
What is doing too much?
I mean, come on.
I think I'm the king of doing too much. So
I'm right behind you there. I'm on your coattail.
Yeah,
I'm on your coattail.
I think
you see what I got now? Because I know I got stuff.
Ready to do too much today.
I'll tell you.
So you because we talked about overall health for you. Mental health, body health, and you're a certified physical trainer too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Dr. Ron do 38 push-ups while we was setting up. He was doing push-ups.
You listen to the lies.
While we was setting up, this fool was doing push-ups. I was like, sir, what are you doing? We're just about to talk. He said, okay, I got push-ups to do. I'm joking. And you were featured in Ebony and Men's Health.
Men's Health. Did the doctors?
You was on the doctors? Yeah. How was that experience?
It was great.
And how did you get? Was that something you was applying for? You was trying to get on there? Or
actually, my PR team at the time was integral in that particular process, getting me on the show. And then I thought I was going to be out there for just one show. Mm-hmm. But luckily, they called me back, and it was about 2 seasons they kept calling me back to do segments on foot health and foot care. And they would actually allow me to, in some points, to write my own segment or to pitch the idea and come up with the content.
That's hot.
Yeah, and then I would share it with the producers. Then they'll shoot it back and say, oh, we like this. Can you change this? So it was really awesome working with them. And then I had the opportunity to talk with Jay McGraw, mm-hmm, who's Dr. Phil's son, who was great, giving me some insight on and some direction on some things as far as television is concerned. So it was a great experience.
Were you one of the few black doctors involved in that? Because I don't know that.
Yeah, at the time it was just, there was another black female.
Wait a minute, I heard that guy that leads the doctors ain't even a doctor. I heard he's an actor.
He's a doctor.
Okay, all right. Thank you. I'm here killing all these myths.
Yeah, kill all the myths. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's actually a doctor. But it was a black female on the show at the time and then me coming in doing segments. So I was praying that it would be an opportunity for me. And actually, you know,
a bigger opportunity in TV.
But things just didn't work out in that regard. But, you know, that's why, hence, I have to trust me, I'm Dr. Ron thing. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? Just because one door closes.
Exactly, man.
It doesn't mean another door may not open for you. So that's why we're pushing. And I enjoyed the L.A. experience. Now, I didn't enjoy the long flights.
How long were you in L.A.?
Well, you know what, man? They would fly me out there on, say, Thursday afternoon. The network, yeah. We'd film early Saturday morning, and by noon or so, I'm back in the car headed to the airport. So it was a quick turnaround. It was a really quick turnaround. So we do
paying for the hotel.
No. Well, I'd stay one night. One night. Then we'll do maybe 2 episodes the next morning. And then, Dr. Ron, your car is right up front. Okay, that means
take your ass home.
Time for you to go back to Atlanta. Okay, well, thank you for having me. I'll see y'all next time.
And how did that situation end? It just
All right, we well, call, you know
what
happened?
What happened? What they do is they, this is what I heard, they rotate their producers. So a lot of the producers that were there during the time I was going, they knew me. They had a personal cell phone. They would just call and say, Dr. Ron, we need a segment. Can you, or it'll be Monday, they'll call and say, can you come out here Thursday? So when they rotated all the producers, then those producers had, they were privy to getting whoever they
had their contacts. Gotcha.
So that's how things dropped through the loop. But if it wasn't for that, but then some of these producers that were there have moved on to other shows and things, and we still keep in contact.
That's the thing about Hollywood. I mean, it's just people don't understand this game. It a lot of times ain't because you're not good enough.
Because the content was great. It was just situational. And I was wondering at one time. I was wondering, I said, what happened? And so one of the producers, who actually was a Clemson graduate, she said, this is what happened. She said, everybody, they rotate us. So they just rotated them out.
Yeah, like I'm on a new show.
Yeah, the whole staff had changed. So
you had some acting training and you did some things. Is that something you want to still pursue?
Because I think I'm a funny guy. Like if you watch, I think I'm funny. If you watch some of my segments, and let me go say this: the purpose of the segments are to educate, but make it in a way that's palatable for people to digest.
So you're talking about on Trust Me, Dr. Ron.
So I try to make it a little funny in a way. I don't want to make it so I'm suit and tie and I'm so hard nosed, but I want to make it interesting and exciting to capture people.
You should do push ups in there.
Yeah, I should probably do some push ups. But go back to the acting thing. I love stage. Even in high school, I was in the drama club, did acting, and so I love being on camera. I think that's where I feel most comfortable. So when I got to Atlanta, I wanted to sharpen my craft. So I took lessons from Terry Vaughn when she had the Green Room, her studio. Then Tommy Ford.
Rest in peace.
Rodney Perry.
The homie.
Crazy as ever. I cannot go to a Rodney Perry show without him calling me out. The foot doctor's here. I'm like, Rodney, I'm just trying to sit in the back.
I'm chilling.
Just chilling. He got a crack.
Rodney came to Richmond to do a show during the holidays, and I invite him over to my mama's house to eat, and they had a ball.
He was cracked on. I'm like, Rodney, no, not today. But so that's the reason I wanted to get into acting. And, I did some background stuff and some stuff. So we'll see.
Before I get into Trust Me on Dr. Ron, because some ladies asked some questions about this. You're educated black man, gotta have your practice. And are you single, married?
Single as a dollar bill. I'm not. Well, you know what? I would say that I'm open to dating. But I'm overly cautious.
Awfully cautious
about dating.
Gotcha.
But
because I had this challenge with just men in general. It's like, what do you like to do? I know you're into health and wellness and you like to work out, but what else does Dr. Ron, what is he into?
I love to travel.
You love to travel.
So every opportunity I get, I try to get away, because I think that's, and I try to teach this on the show too, that's a way of rejuvenating yourself. I think a lot of times, especially we as African Americans or black men, black women, we grew up and we weren't taught that it's okay to take time off, to rest, go someplace where you've never been before. So that's what I do. I like to travel. I like to try new restaurants. I like to try new foods. And many people don't know this about me, but I'm a theme park guru.
Word.
I love roller coasters.
Me too. Up top. High fives the back.
I love roller coasters. So I'm waiting to go to Cedar Point again.
That's why. That's why I want to be a mechanical engineer.
Really?
I want to be a roller coaster.
Really? Oh, I love.
That's why I went to school for that.
Yeah, I love roller coasters. So when I'm not doing the show and looking at feed and
shout out to DJ Tay, he is
those things I like to do.
So you're a roller coaster guy.
I'm a roller coaster guy, and I'm just
new restaurants travel. You solo travel,
Or some of my frat brothers will go with.
Okay,
but a lot of times, which I like, people tell me I'm crazy. I'll travel by myself. My thing. Just because somebody can't go with me, that's not a recipe for me not to go by
for real.
Yeah, so
I gotta invite you on some of these.
Yeah, I've done it several times and it's been great.
Okay, all right. So you like that? You like travel? Like to go out there? So what do you do in Atlanta outside of work? Because we don't run into each other in our social scene.
I
don't do that.
I don't do it. I'm not a club person, so I don't club a whole lot. But what I do like to do is go sit at a nice bar, like I don't want to tell my locations. I can't.
They'd be followed.
Yeah, people.
Give me one of 10. Yeah, like, give your number 10, one, not your number one.
Let's see. I would say the 12.
Okay.
The lobby bar.
Okay. All right.
12. So I like to sit there, and sometimes they have a live band. Mm-hmm. And I'll have a libation.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some food. So I like doing stuff like that.
Okay.
Cultural things I like being involved in.
Do you
in.
Like to be approached by women?
I do. I don't mind. I think it's really flattering.
If they approach.
It's no big deal.
I like it,
but for the most part, I really just like getting away from here. Even though I love being home, mm-hmm. and my space is real comfortable, but I like getting out and, you know, experiencing other things. And
I love it. So, yeah. I love it. What would be the thing outside of quote unquote black culture, mm-hmm. like that you like to do? But like, they'd be like, well, that's to the left. Or something you may run into it while you were at Clemson. What's the thing you want to?
Well, what I find is that I am oftentimes the one in the circle who's really big on politics.
Gotcha.
A lot of people don't know that about me, but most of my time when I'm home, my television, you see it's on.
Yeah,
it's
right
on,
now.
Yeah, it's on MSNBC now. Usually it's on CNN or MSNBC. Mm-hmm. And just a few years ago, I guess since the end of the Obama years, mm-hmm. I became engrossed in politics. Mm. So I just like politics. Okay. And that's probably, I like to play a little tennis too.
Play tennis.
A little, and I'm not Serena's cousin or her brother, nothing like that. But I mean, I go around and hit the ball. Now, I don't know
like the rules,
but I do like to play some tennis too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm asking those questions about you is because, for one, we have a great female following.
Yeah.
Number one. But number two, ladies always ask these questions about us. They want to know what a we into or where to go to find. And, and I always say that y'all, the girls go to the wrong place and guys go to the wrong place. Yeah. Guess what? It's 150 women at brunch right now.
Yeah.
Ain't no dudes there.
And see, those are some of the things usually, and talking about brunch, I usually like to go to brunch on a Saturday or a Sunday after church or something like that. So those are spots.
So you do go to church?
I do go to church, yeah.
You're building a profile here. I'm trying to tell you, these ladies are going to be in my inbox.
I grew up in the church, so I do like to go to church, but like Gauchet's Breakfast Bar. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Gauchet, a good friend of mine. You know, I like to go eat there.
Shout out.
And then I like to just look online and say, okay, brunch spots in Atlanta. Pick somewhere I haven't been before.
See that's the thing right there.
Just go.
We got the world's information in our pocket, and we still sending emojis.
Right.
I don't understand.
Right. And see, the thing about me, too, is that I hate... I get bored easily.
Ah,
so
okay.
Doing the
that
same
that could be a problem thing, in dating, sir.
Doing the same,
right. Get bored easily.
Right, doing the same thing.
That could be a problem.
Let me take dating out of that. Make me look bad. But doing the same thing over and over again gets boring to me. So
okay,
I guess simple, going to the same restaurant all the time.
Mm.
You know, there's a Burger King on every corner. Not that I eat a Burger King, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
there's other stuff out there that we
tons
I
of
think
stuff.
That we are so lacking of. You know, if we just open our minds and just go and say, I've never been there before, let's see what they
let's
have.
Let's try it out.
Oh, I ain't had oysters. What the try it. I never listen, case in point, I never thought I'd ever eat an oyster before.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out that I like them charbroiled. Mm-mm. But if I hadn't tried that,
you wouldn't. Yeah,
I would never know.
Where'd you get them from? So, Optimus.
No.
Where were you at?
Actually, I was in New Orleans.
That's
Drago. Drago.
That's a different.
That's a different. But every time I go to New Orleans, that's where I. That's the only place I have.
Okay.
I have not found a place yet in Atlanta that I'm comfortable going because I don't know if they're gonna taste like the ones.
They're not. I'm telling you.
So, but yeah,
landlocked state.
If you know somewhere, please let me know.
I don't know.
If you find
some, because I know somebody that said something about charbroiled, but I can't remember what.
They're so good though.
But
but
I know Drago. That's Drake, a whole other situation. You're down in the Gulf. It's just a different situation.
Oh boy.
Do you go to Essence Festival ever?
I've never been. But
what?
I was just having a conversation with a friend a couple days ago about possibly going because it's in March. It's next month, right?
No, it's 4th of July weekend.
Oh, it's 4th of July.
Every year.
Okay. Well, I need to go.
Sir.
I know.
I'm going to say this is a sidebar.
Yeah.
You're a man. You like women. Go.
I need to go.
I'm saying that it's a no-brainer to me for just men in general.
Yeah.
It's 500,000 women.
Yeah.
All shapes, sizes, colors, creeds, desires.
Yeah.
Whatever you're into, all it's mental there. Spaces, it's there. And I'm like, half a million black people. mostly women and dudes don't go here. Yeah. And it's just New Orleans. It's not that far.
You know, I don't know why I haven't been, but I was in.
Well, it's because probably not on your radar. Yeah, I was in New Orleans. You're in the magazine.
Yeah, I was in New Orleans last weekend. Uh-huh. And so just talking to some of the people in the hotel about events coming up. And they mentioned it. Mm-hmm. And so I did go online and look, you know, briefly at it. So I'm thinking about going.
Go.
Because I've never been.
I'll be down there.
I've never
come
been.
Come down.
So I'm thinking about going.
Holler at your boy.
Yeah, I got you.
Come on down.
I got you.
Yeah, I think
4th of July weekend.
4th of July weekend.
It's something I've never been. I've never done before.
Yeah, that'd be a new experience.
Yeah, that's a new experience, yeah.
You can do the whole thing. All the the side events and empowerment. Plus, people be some good people. You probably meet some new clients.
Yeah.
It's a lot of walking. So it's a ton of feet.
Well, yeah, so
it's
feet,
a ton of walking.
I need to have a booth so you in a second.
Exactly.
Flat rate coming out, check your feet.
They got foot massage parlors on every street corner. You stand out there and get new clients. You got bad feet. Come on, let me holler.
Yeah, them high heels you wear.
All of Atlanta be down there. Your whole clientele will work out.
Yeah, I got to put that on the counter.
Let everybody know.
That's on my radar.
Yes. People feet be getting handled down
that's
there.
That's on the radar for this year.
Oh my God. So let's get into this before we gotta get, because people be listening to me for a long time. trust me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you know,
I'm Dr. Ron.
That's my baby.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay.
So for one, why did you start it?
Well, the reason I started is because I can't wait for a network to reach out to me
and get you back on
air. Get me back on air. So if it's something I love to do, mm-hmm. Well, let me change that. If it's something that you love to do, mm-hmm. Just do it. Now, don't do it with the idea that you're gonna be picked up by a network. Do it because you love it, mm-hmm. And by virtue of you loving what you do and putting out a good product, then people will like you.
Yeah,
people will love it. And so the concept is every little segment I do, because it's only like 1.5 to 2 minute segments. Mm-hmm. Every segment will be part of a 1 hour show.
Okay.
So there's a segment called Eat Well, Live Well, mm-hmm. where I cook. Yes, I throw down. But it's healthy stuff that some people may have never experienced before.
Wait, you cook too?
Yeah, I cook too.
Okay,
yeah.
Put that, we built your profile.
Yeah, put so that, up that too. Put that mm-hmm. too. So where I take ingredients and I make healthy, quick healthy meals. There's a segment called Medical Moments. And that's where I do like some gross stuff, maybe some stuff I see at the office, or I talk about health conditions. Mm-hmm. There's Trivia Thursdays, where I ask a trivia question, and it's all health and wellness related. There's a Say What segment, mm. where I talk about two or three weird things that we
that
we really never hear about.
It was something about some skin you said. So it's something recently, but move on.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff.
And saliva fill up two water
pools. Saliva fill up two swimming pools.
See, man, I did my research.
Yeah, and then
I'm better than most. Let me see that.
I see. And then there's the Let's Chat segment, where people can send questions to me and I'll answer them on the show. So
are you getting a good response from that?
I'm getting a good response from that. So and the only other piece is because all those components will be in a live show. Mm-hmm. We just cut to those segments. And the only other piece is having the sit-down guest. Mm. And so I'm ready for any network out there. So if you're out there looking for a great...
As we're talking, I'm thinking about producing this.
So
I got an opportunity, I think.
We'll talk
about this.
Yeah, but so that's my idea. And to have it, I like to say it's a mix between Dr. Oz and Ellen, so to speak. Because the thing is... Dr. Oz,
throw some fun in it.
Yeah, he provides great sound information, mm-hmm. but then Ellen, she makes it really, really fun. Mm-hmm. You rarely see Ellen in a suit.
Yeah,
you rarely see me in a suit on the show. I may be in some scrubs or something, but that's how I want. I want to marry.
But
those
he wears
two.
A suit. I actually got a picture.
Yeah, but I can.
We wore the same color. I don't know. It was weird that day.
Yeah, it was weird. Don't discount the suit. Now, brother can get clean.
But that's
the mentality for the show.
Okay,
and so I've been getting good response. Getting people reaching out for interviews, and so I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing.
Sweet,
because I love to do it. And so, and when I don't do a segment, then I feel guilty about it. Then here they go, the good fans. What happened to Say What? What happened to
Oh wow,
Trivia Thursday? You didn't post the question. So I mean, so I know that people are. That makes me know that people are watching.
So. Cause it's and how often do you do the show? How often do you put up a post?
I film 3 times a week. I do a segment on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursday.
Okay,
and then in those gaps, I post just still photographs or small videos, mm-hmm. of just related to everything is everything reverts back to something health and wellness related,
which is a great time for this stuff.
Yeah, it was a great time for this. Mm-hmm. So about three times a week, I recap post, and I wish I could do more, but I mean, I'm a foot doctor after work too.
Yeah, you gotta go to work.
Yeah, and do other stuff too.
So as a health guy, man, there's a bunch of diets out there, and you are also not only your foot doctor, but you're a health guy in general. Vegetarian diets, there's a lot of pescatarian diets, there's flexitarian, there's so many different ways. What do you recommend?
Well, let me say this, I tried a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. I've tried the pescatarian, I've tried being vegan. The one I really, really like is two. It's the Mediterranean diet and also the intermittent fasting, which is sort of a diet. But with intermittent fasting, and interestingly, Dr. Jen Ashton was on, I think maybe CBS this morning, talking about intermittent dieting. Mm-hmm. And what you can eat whatever you want to eat. It's just that you're limiting it to a certain time during the day. And it's fairly healthy, except people who have people who have diabetes. People who have diabetes and some other medical conditions probably should stay away from it. But it's been proven to be a good diet to use. That's what I would probably recommend, and the Mediterranean diet.
What's Mediterranean diet?
You know what? Like Greek salads, lamb. Like one of my favorite Mediterranean restaurants is, I think it's called Tzatziki's. It's not far from here, but grilled lamb, Greek salad, roasted potatoes, and extra virgin olive oil. So that's what a Mediterranean diet is. No fried stuff. So
gotcha. Is that what you subscribe to now, or you kind of
now? Okay. But with me in the show, I try different things. I even prepare some totally vegan stuff, no meat at all, meatless stuff. I never do anything fried. Everything is grilled, broiled. So my whole take is, if you're gonna diet, stay away from fried foods. Now, every now and then, you can cheat yourself.
Gotcha.
You know, you can have something fried every now and then, have some ice cream every now and then. But there are alternatives to ice cream. Do low-fat Greek yogurt.
Not the same.
Well, as
how about Cool Whip on your pie instead of
every now and then.
Every now,
but
and
not
then.
Every day. Add some honey to your yogurt. That's what I tell. I have a segment on this where people were asking about that. So I did low fat Greek yogurt. Add some honey to it.
I love honey.
Add some honey to it and some fresh fruit, some blueberries, and then
I'm gonna try.
You'll be fine. You'll be amazed.
I'm gonna try. I'm not really. Not my issue. Ice cream is not really my issue.
Yeah.
Bread is my issue. I'm from the South too. Yeah. I'm a Southern meal kind of guy.
I don't eat much bread. I don't eat much bread at all. And rice, I don't. If I eat rice, it's brown rice. But lately, I've been doing cauliflower rice.
I heard. Yeah, someone came up. Chipotle said they were about to make cauliflower rice.
And it's just cauliflower.
The rice form,
crumbled up in rice form. Yeah, that's all it is.
I've never had. Where can you buy that?
Publix has it. In the frozen section.
I really like rice, so I might.
That's right. I mean, it's not regular rice, but it's just.
But yeah, just the.
It gives you that. Yeah. I use it as if it is rice. You know.
This month I did a meatless diet just to try it. You know what I mean? I don't indulge in anything really. I just kind of. And I, for real, if I didn't have to eat or sleep, those are two things I wouldn't do because I want my time to keep working. So food, food isn't my problem. But
meatless is good though.
But I've tried meatless for a while, and what I found though through this month is it ain't the meat that you really miss. It's just the flavoring because everything else I might have rice and vegetables and stuff like that. Right. The thing that's missing is the meat, but the only thing that's missing is the flavor.
You can put some
flavor. So you put some flavor in there. Oh, all right, I'm straight.
It's not that difficult.
It hasn't been.
Yeah.
Bacon is hard. I like bacon.
Yeah. Bacon's hard. Bacon on anything is just
bacon.
Awesome.
Like, just for breakfast.
Have you tried turkey bacon?
Not really a turkey bacon fan. I was like, what are we doing?
A lot of people ain't turkey
bacon. So what are we doing?
My stepdad is like,
let's stop playing.
Turkey was not meant to be bacon.
Turkey sandwich? I don't want turkey bacon.
That's not meant to be bacon.
It's not bacon. Anyway, man. Trust me, I'm Dr. Ron. Where can they find that?
It's on Instagram, The Dr. Ron, Facebook, Rondrick Williamson. It's on Twitter, The Dr. Ron. Also on my YouTube page, Dr. Ron Williamson. So all the episodes
Dr. Ron Williamson.
Dr. Ron Williamson on YouTube. So it's all on YouTube. So everything.
Time out. Somebody took the Dr. Ron on YouTube?
Yes.
Who is that?
Somebody.
Buy it from him.
So,
Sir, you need to sell it to
You need to just, yeah, let's talk about that later on, sir. We gonna, you need to go ahead and come on.
Come up off that. Right. Come up off that.
But yeah, it's all over social media. All my social media platforms, I post to it.
The Dr. Ron.
The Dr. Ron on
Instagram. So if you want to follow this man, go to The Dr. Ron on Instagram.
And Twitter.
And Twitter.
Yeah.
Tweet him. DM, slide in his DMs.
Slide in a DM. Let me know you heard what we're talking about on today.
That you like to go ride roller coasters and try new foods and stuff like that. I've already got one. Got somebody married off my podcast already.
Oh, you got somebody married
where they engaged.
Oh, they engaged. Well, that's being all on my podcast. They're on the road too.
If that's something you ever interested in, is it something you want to do?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Okay. So just slide on in the DM.
We did this episode in his house. It's impeccable. We got great decor and everything. I don't know if he did it.
I did it myself. You did with my mom helped.
Mom's cat. Kind of looked at some
everything
things.
I get, and interestingly, everything I get or everything that I want to get, mm-hmm. I snap a picture in the store and send it to her.
Because you need, just a woman's idea.
Because when mom comes to visit, she'll say,
"What is that?
Why you got that right there?" I don't know if I would have put that right there. So now, to just forget, Mom, this is what I'm looking at. What you think?
What you think?
And I send it to her. I tell the people in the store.
Shout out to moms again.
Yeah, I gotta wait a second until she responds back before I can. We gotta stand right here for a sec before I get this.
So, but yeah, that's awesome, man. We gonna get ready to get out of here. Thank y'all for listening to the show. I hope y'all enjoyed this, man. Dr. Ron, I enjoyed it. Got a chance to sit down, and we could probably chop it up some more. Yeah. But we got
after 2-3 years, you know, finally got it
for real. Make sure you follow Jason804 on Instagram, Jason804 on Twitter. Go to the Jason, JasonCarey.net. We got all the merch and stuff is out there, and podcast, you can go to the drop down menu and listen to this is season 4, so listen to some things. Hit the share button. Doesn't cost you anything. Hit the share button. This is what you want you to do.
That's right.
Hit the share button. What we got coming up next? We got some things coming up. I will be at Essence this year. Looks like I'll be on the Tom Joyner cruise this year. We'll be out there, man.
Okay,
so you'll see. And we got some more things coming. The Dr. Ron. We might be producing this show, man. I got some things to talk about.
Yeah,
we gotta get out of here. Again, thank y'all for listening. And we out of here.
See ya.